This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
And Douglas County Commissioner is celebrating National Search and Rescue Week with a proclamation out last week ahead of their weekly business meeting. And Lieutenant Brad O'Dell, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, in to talk about search and rescue. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So talk about that, because, I mean, that's one of the things you work a lot with, right?
Yeah, so Search and Rescue is a fantastic organization. It is a function of the sheriff. It's one of his statutorily required duties and requirements. And so the Search and Rescue organization works under his direction. We receive a tremendous amount of support from the Board of Commissioners, and I am privileged enough to be able to work with this wonderful group of volunteers and deputies.
How long has this been part of your job description?
I've been involved in search and rescue for approximately the last 6 years. It's a, like I said, a fantastic organization. The best thing about it, Kyle, is that these are just members of the community that want to volunteer and give back and help in some way.
One of the things about just the very nature of search and rescue is these situations don't come on a schedule.
That's right. Missions have no time limits, no time frame. So we oftentimes are interrupting dinner time, waking people up in the middle of the night to go out and rescue people who are in need. And that's the great thing about this, is these volunteers know that, and they're still willing and dedicated to go out and help their fellow neighbor.
And sometimes, in addition to interrupting dinner or waking them up in the middle of the night, they may be driving for 2 hours to even get to the situation where they're needed.
Yeah, that's true. We have a very large county, over 5,000 square miles, and we respond all over Douglas County. In addition to that, we assist our partners throughout the state. And so if a county is in need and has a need for additional resources, we are committed to helping to preserve lives and find people, provide answers to families, and that's what we do. So, in fact, I actually have a crew on their way to Klamath Falls this morning to assist with a missing mushroom hunter.
And each of the counties sometimes doesn't have the exact same equipment, and some of this stuff's pretty costly. So some of these situations come along where something is needed here and maybe another county has it, or vice versa.
Yeah, that's very true. We have relied on our partners who have specialized equipment, and they bring that in and assist us. And likewise, we have things that other counties don't. And so being able to support each other, it's about the greater good.
Now, you've in the press release, 97 volunteers donating nearly 10,800 hours of their time last year. That's a pretty big number.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah, this is like I said, a highly dedicated group of people. Not every volunteer can make it to every single mission or every single training exercise, but they put in a tremendous amount of time, energy, and resources into their tasks.
Now, you've got all the different teams. Explain how that all works.
So we do have a number of teams. We have ground team, we have mountain rescue. So those are the folks that are going into some of the more dangerous situations, more steep angle type things. We have dive team, equine, so people on horseback. We've got snowcat, so that, you know, when we have those missions out in the deep snow, we're able to send the folks out there. The bread and butter of search and rescue really is ground team. Those are the folks that are hiking through the woods looking for lost and injured individuals. And then we have other things like logistics and communications and support, all of which is important to accomplish the mission.
Now, talk about the ground team, for example, because what I would imagine the training, a lot of it is required there, because you don't want them getting lost in the middle of the woods as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So every searcher is, in order to be able to respond to a mission, is required to have a certain level of training. So we have an in-house academy. We put all of our volunteers through the in-house academy. There are certain tasks that they must accomplish before they're eligible to go to a mission. Now, the overall mission or overall goal is to have every volunteer certified as a State of Oregon searcher, and that is a certification obtained by the Oregon State Sheriff's Association. and the sheriffs across the state have set the minimum standards for a volunteer to be able to respond. And so we put in a number of hours to get individuals up to that certification level so that they can respond and assist where they're needed.
Now, talk about amongst all these volunteers, what kind of age range do you have?
It really is a mix of individuals. What we've seen over the last several years is the number of younger folks has really kind of dropped off. But we have an ongoing need for volunteers. We also have individuals who are retired who are able to spend a little more time out assisting us, you know, with other things, things as simple as keeping all the equipment in inventory and clean and ready for missions. But we have a broad range of individuals. We accept volunteers anywhere between the ages of 17 all the way up through retirement age.
And so some people, though, probably a majority, are people that are still working jobs or careers.
That's right. And like I mentioned earlier, not everyone can respond to every call out. So we have an ongoing need to increase our numbers of volunteers. But we certainly understand that life happens. We have life commitments. So we know that some of the volunteers work and aren't able to respond to missions, and that's okay. We just ask that they respond when they can and put in a minimum number of hours to keep their certifications. Again, that's part of the state standards. But we always are looking for folks willing to raise their hand and say, I'm ready to go.
And talk about when you go out on these missions, I mean, you don't always have happy endings.
No, we don't. That's the unfortunate thing. What I like to remind the volunteers of, though, is we're doing good work, and we're looking for individuals who are lost so that we can bring them home to their families and provide some answers for the family so they're not left wondering.
And there are other times as well that you have very positive outcomes, but it takes quite a while to get them. I'm amazed sometimes how long some people are out before they are found.
Yeah, we've had some missions that have been long-term and have had successful outcomes. Harry Burley is a fantastic example of that. Harry went hiking, was going to go fishing for just a couple of hours, and lost the trail and became lost and spent 17 nights out in the woods. Ultimately, we located him. He was rescued, and Harry is one of the biggest champions of search and rescue that there is today. He's very supportive. You know, in fact, we just received a message from him and his wife just the other day saying thank you. So it's those types of things where our volunteers, you know, find their drive and are reminded why we're doing what we're doing, because of their efforts, Harry is able to continue to live life with his family and make more memories.
So if somebody's interested in finding out more about what the path would be to volunteering, what do they do?
Best thing to do would be to call the sheriff's office. Call us at 541-440-4450 and ask to speak with our search and rescue deputies. I have two fantastic deputies that are very knowledgeable about SAR and would be happy to talk with a potential volunteer and get them going.
All right, Lieutenant Brad O'Dell, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.